The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Think Wait. Loud Crew podcast. New year, new me. Woo! New year, new intro. No, just kidding.
All the confidence.
I had so much confidence going into that, but I don't have a new intro at all. But I just wanted to start off by saying, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year. Why do you have your laptop out like you're hella official?
Because right. I have to fix something on an invoice for mom. And
while we record.
Multitasking.
I have to finish it this morning.
Kidding. I like that about you.
No, it's I woke up early this morning and I was like, let me finish my work. And then when I was like, please review it. And as we were in the car, I said, oh my gosh, I forgot to change one word. So there's like a typo and I don't want to send it out. And it's literally one word and like I feel like most people would just read over it. But
Okay. New year, multitasking for Kyle. Let's talk about New Year's Eve. I want to get into New Year's Eve.
I do.
That was fun.
We were all together.
This girl.
Yes.
That was this girl.
Yes. We were all together for New Year's
Eve.
Can
I just say, I didn't know you could handle like that.
Shannon, what was that? What did you say?
I was just so confused. Never mind.
Okay, backstory. Backstory.
Never mind.
We all brought in the new year together. We went to my friend Iris's house. We went to our friend Iris's house. And she was having a New Year's party. And I was excited. I was excited for the night.
It was so much fun. It was a great night.
It was a great night. And in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm about to get lit. It's New Year's Eve. I'm safe. I'm at my people's house. My house is, like, up the street.
Yeah, literally.
Literally 2 minutes away.
So I felt really good. I don't normally like going out on New Year's unless I'm, like, out of the country or something. Because I feel like going out on New Year's in L.A.
It's just too much traffic, people.
And danger.
Yeah, before
we had kids, it does scream danger to me.
Before we had kids, we would literally go get hotel rooms at Le Parc, and we would both be asleep by like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and we'd have the greatest night ever.
Hey, I'd be like, I had so much fun. Be like, you want to come to my room and chill? I'd be like, cool. Let's just sit here together.
My mom would feel bad for us because we didn't want to go out and do anything on New Year's, and she always was like throwing a party or something. Yeah. So she would get us a hotel room to just hang out in and like bring it in a safe way. But I would be asleep by 9.
Like I'm done.
I'm out.
I know. I think this is the first New Year's in a long time that I've actually stayed up till 12.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm in the bed with Parker, knocked out. But this time I was so, I had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun.
I was kid free.
Yes, we were both.
We all were.
We all.
No, shit, I had Ryder.
No, you had Ryder.
You were halfway, but there was, supervision.
Because she had, I mean, she was she had a babysitter. Yeah. She was occupied with kids.
There was not one point where she asked me for anything. Now I think about it.
Yeah, no, they were just in their own world happy.
And I was like, Ryder, you need a jacket. She said, I'm fine.
Girl, I chased her around with that white jacket for out for it seemed like half the party to give her that jacket.
Girl, it's cold. Jacket.
So it was a lot of fun. And I remember at one, okay, when we go out sometimes, I'm like, all right, me and Zach have a talk in the beginning. Like, is it my night or your night? Like, who gets to get more lit? Because you got to watch each other. Like, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you're good.
I was looking at him like, is it you or is it me? Like, who's going to drink, you know, and like, then who's going to be the one to get us home?
Yes.
Not drive, but just physically get us in the Uber.
Who's going to unlock the door?
Yes, who's going to get us in the bed?
Who has the house key? Who's the responsible one out of the bunch?
I feel like you both were responsible.
Yeah, because we had to sober up for our friend. Because
I sobered up real fast.
We all sobered up for Kyle.
I couldn't, there was no, like, you kept asking me, I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
At this point,
yeah,
I'm good.
So there was at one point, one of my friends, Ashley, she came up to me, she goes, Shy, you gotta come see this. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm thinking it's Zach, because, you know, fuck it, why not? It's my first thought.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, oh, it's a Ryder. What did Ryder do?
What's happened?
And we go over, and Kyle and Shannon are, like, ducked off by this bush crying. You guys were, like, cracking up and crying. I have a video
We were having a really good conversation.
And Ashley's like, look at them. They're cracking up. They're crying. And I'm just sitting there recording them, like, look at these two drunkies just cracking up, crying.
I love you.
We literally had so many fucking moments.
Kyle told everybody at that party that she loved them.
She did.
Was very.
Aww. You did.
You were very, like.
I was social then.
You were very social.
You talked to way more people than I did.
I had.
Same.
The next.
Way more people.
And I was sitting next to her and she kept saying, hi, my name is Kyle. And I'm like, oh shit, well,
no,
hi.
It's crazy.
My name is Shannon.
Usually,
I guess I'm going to introduce myself.
One, when I go over to that house, particularly, like, I'm more quiet. And, like, when I don't drink around, like, people.
You turned it up.
Yeah, I had, like, I got, like, some Instagram follows the next day. I haven't talked to anybody, but I was, like.
You met there?
Yeah, and I was, like, how did they find me? Because I didn't
find me.
Post anything. I never talked about Instagram. Like, it was never.
You were very social.
You were very social, and you, there was one time I walked by you, and like, it was, like, a casual walk by, but, like, an ear hustle walk by. And I'm like, oh, she's telling them her whole life story right now.
I was drinking.
But the girl was so into the story.
I love it.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is so funny. So I kept on, like, peeping, you know, cornering my, okay, she's good. Yeah. All right, Shannon's good.
I'm not going to sit there and talk to you unless you're, like.
Engaging.
Engaging or you're asking questions. Because if not, like, I'm not a small talk person. And, like.
You're definitely not a small talk person.
I'll just sit there and observe and be like, oh, I had a great night. Didn't talk to anybody.
No, Kyle, you talked to everybody.
I was, yeah.
Then at one point, Zach comes up to me and goes, hey, I think your sister's drunk.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I'm like, I'm like, okay. And I just kind of, not ignore it, but I'm like, all right, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah,
she's fine. Bro. Like 15 minutes later, Kyle comes up to me, eyes closed, and goes, I'm so drunk, but I'm having the best time ever.
I remember one point you got so mad because Kyle then put on her sunglasses.
Yes!
For the rest of the night. She said, Shannon.
I said, Shannon, I need to put these glasses on. I feel inappropriate.
She said, I'm wearing my glasses. And she just kept rocking. She was like, look at me.
I look over.
And then Shy kept saying, Take them off. You look a fool.
They were like these pitch black, dark glasses.
I did not want anyone to see my eyes at this point.
Outside and it's nighttime. That's my biggest pet peeve is when people wear glasses at night.
It was New Year's Eve. I was in my own world. Other people had sunglasses on too.
But they weren't as dark as yours. They were like the see-through glasses. Kyle's were like pitch black. Like,
you can't see me.
And she's like, you can't see me. Now that I have my glasses on, you can't see me. Yes, we can. That's what I said. Y'all. Yeah, we can, Kyle.
I honestly I remember that night.
I'm happy you had it.
And I'm very grateful that you guys were there to get me home. Because at one point, there was this other couple there. And every time I see them, they also have two young children. And, like, we're always, like, running after our kids. And they were kid-free. And they went through the most to get, like, a sitter that night. Mm-hmm. So they were happy. The first time we started talking, I was like, oh, the wife's on my same level. Like, okay, cool. At one point, I was coming out, and they were like, hey, do you know where we can, like, you know, get another drink or, like, what? I don't know. Like, it was just one of those moments. And it was like, come with me.
I know where to go.
I will show you.
I will show you the way.
But it was, like, the three of us. Then, like, I just feel like it was, like, 20 minutes. It could have been 5 minutes. But, like, we just had, like, the greatest conversation. And it was, like, they hadn't had a kid-free moment. I was, like, I haven't really had a kid-free moment. I was, like, I don't even like to drink alcohol. Like, last night I went out and...
You went out last night. Yeah. You're just a party animal right now.
And I drank water all night. I didn't have any alcohol.
Who'd you go out with?
Jade.
Where'd y'all go?
So, I worked.
She said.
Right. Not telling you.
Where did you guys go?
We went to the Blind Barber for a little bit.
Is that a bar?
Yeah, it's a bar. Oh. We just like.
See, this is how out of loop I am.
I don't even know.
I don't know anything either.
Oh, the Blind Barber.
It was like in Highland Park. Yeah. I think there's multiple locations. So yeah. It's like a barber shop in the front, and then they have like a speakeasy in the back.
Yeah, it's cute.
So they had like some like black female DJs, and it was nice. So we went there. We had a mocktail, and then we drank hella water. And I was like, okay. Then I was like, I had to pee.
I was about to say.
On my way to her house, I drank this entire canteen. I was like really hydrating yesterday. And then all night, it was like I basically drank alcohol. I broke the seal and I had to pee like every hour.
So you might as well have had
to
drink.
I might as well have had a drink. So we went to the Blind Barber and then we went to the Broadway bar next to the Orpheum. And I had never been there.
You guys bar hopped.
It was actually a lot of fun. The DJ was cool. I was like, there were black people there. I was like, where do these people live? Because, like, normally when I go out, it's very, I'm like, it was just a different crowd. Uh-huh. And I was like, where are these people from? But it was fun. We just drank and we drank water. Had a Diet Coke.
Lame.
But we had a great time. And it was fun. We were out to like 1 something.
Wow. And I love this life for you.
I was, so it was.
You're still riding that wave. You're still riding the wave. Okay, back to New Year's.
Oh, yeah. So I had a great time with other like parents who haven't gotten like a real break.
Yeah.
But we were both like, hey, like we need this moment. Like we've been trying to have like a drunk moment or just like a free moment because normally. That responsibility is pulling on you. So I was like, after this year, I was like, I am, this is for me. I was like.
I thought it was great. I thought it was really good.
I didn't realize we were in the bushes cracking up.
You guys were in the bushes crying and cracking up at the same time. I have videos of all of this, by the way.
I love this.
There's videos that I saw the next day and I was like, did you see the pictures
of me and Zach?
Those were great.
Tucking you in the bed?
What?
So I remember we're not there yet. We're still at the party right now, okay? After Kyle came up to me with the eyes closed talking about I'm drunk but I'm having a great time, I'm like, okay, I think she's still fine. I hope she opens her eyes when I walk away. We're good. So I went and had another drink because I'm like, I don't know. I could feel myself starting to like sober up because I knew my friend over here was heavily intoxicated and was skipping around the party. And at this point, I'm like, all right, I can see this might go either this way or this way. I don't know which way it's about to go, but let me get my sober together. I wasn't ready to sober. I wanted to rage.
Let's
keep going.
Did I take away from your rage moment?
Not until you came up the next time. Okay. And it was probably like 20 to 30 minutes later and you go, shy. I was like, what? She goes, I just threw up, but I cleaned it up, and I'm having the best time ever.
And then I think that when I say that's when up, you came to me. I said, Shannon,
it's time to go.
Go look at your friends.
It's time to go.
So you say, go look at your friend outside.
Oh, then we go outside.
Let me show you. She said, let me go show you something, Shannon. Go look at your friend. And I go look at my friend, And she's by the tables where the food was.
I can't believe we're talking about being drunk on the podcast.
Laid down. And I said, on the table, flat bodied.
I said, oh, shit. She said, it's time to go.
It's time to go. Okay, if you watch us on YouTube, this is the visual that you need, okay? Say that this is all food on the table, right? But this is a bar that's like, you know, waist level. This was
and I'm tall compared to this bar.
It was like this.
Poor thing.
But the legs were still, like, giving life.
I hope people don't get offended by this story.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought it was a great story.
It's a great story.
No, it's funny. I had so much fun.
Maybe it was like the best time.
A year ago, if you guys were to tell this story, I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, please don't talk about me getting drunk or like.
No, but you're just a free woman. Things. You're a happy
like,
woman.
No, it was one of my goals this year like to this actually.
You have talked you about yes, you wanted to kids. Have a drunk night.
You've been sending
night.
Me memes. She sends me all the time of like.
This has been a goal. You're drunk. It's your goal.
She every time she sends me something on Instagram, it's two women getting drunk together. And I'm so happy it that you be, had this
the
moment.
The thing is, you weren't sloppy.
No.
You get what I mean? Like, you were just having fun, but having you fun. Definitely got drunk. But yeah. It was great
and
to
was
see.
And I was happy. Like,
you were a happy drunk. And we were all happy.
We were all happy.
Everyone
was great.
And
night.
Everyone was really nice. It was, like, such a great
it was
crowd.
A good vibe.
It was a good space to
yeah.
be.
And normally, like, I'm a little
yourself.
Bit more shy.
No,
and I'm
you
like,
were you were it that night.
Yeah. And I was exhausted,
you
too.
Were it night.
Y'all, I cooked that pot, two pots of gumbo that day, so I know I didn't eat right. So at first I was like trying to force myself to eat like eat
those
food
tacos
there.
Were
so
bomb.
They
oh
were good.
No,
but
the
I needed
plate
some
you
potatoes.
Brought home, I could not stop eating off that plate.
That plate was bomb. So bomb. Once Kyle was laid good. Out, I told Shannon let's pack it up. I found Zach and I said we gotta go right now, and he's like, why? I'm like, go look at your sister. And then at that point, she had changed positions, but was still man down. And,
down
and he goes,
point.
Okay, let's go.
So we packed. I feel like we packed it up so
we
fast.
We packed it up so fast because Troy texts Zach and said, where'd you guys go? I thought you guys were going to spend the night with, like, spend
oh,
the night.
Yeah.
And then Kenton... We saw Kenton and Ashley the next day, and Kenton was like, bro, you guys were like, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, and then we're out of there.
I'm tall. I'm 5'10". Who's going to carry me in the house?
Bro,
that was my thought. That's why
me
I'm like,
and Zach did.
Yeah, they took my dress off the next morning.
No, I took your dress off.
Well, that's, no, not they.
I was in charge
excuse
of Ryder.
Not they. Yeah. Cheyenne.
Shannon was in charge of Ryder.
The next
it
morning,
was me and Zach for Kyle.
I wake up to Cheyenne, and she's like, hey, and I'm like, what's going? Oh, the picture of me the next morning after is
no. You have to.
Insane.
You do you remember us getting you out the car?
No, but the crazy thing is, I had the house key.
Yeah, we had that from you. We took it from you.
Who,
we took it off.
Like,
you.
I have all your stuff in my car.
Yeah,
seat.
Yeah. I have no idea where my shoes are.
I have them.
Like two pair of shoes.
I have your slides.
Yeah, my slides and my heels.
Your heels. I have a lot of your stuff. Parker came in the car the other day. He was like, what is this, Mom?
No.
What is this?
So Shannon got Ryder in the house, and then I looked at Zach. I said, babe, you got to help me get Kyle in the house. She's a little bigger than me. And then and Zach was, like, drunk, but at this point he was, like, getting a little, not angry drunk, but just, like, ready to go to bed
Zach
drunk.
Was like,
and he goes, she's too damn big to get this drunk. And he's, like,
that's why don't get
kicking
drunk,
his
brother.
Legs around. So you should have seen me trying to get Kyle.
Y'all should have just left me in the car.
No,
then you would have been home
no.
with me.
And then
I would have been just fine.
We got Kyle in the bed. We plopped her in that bed so quick. I undressed her, tucked her in, and then me and Zach had a full-blown photo shoot with her.
Photo shoot.
You for sure did.
I didn't
I'm
wake
gonna
up.
Send it to you, Travis. You can insert one of the pictures
one of
Kyle
them.
Approves.
Yes. One of them.
You
what?
Said the next
you
morning.
You
said you could have done my edges better.
Yeah. Okay. No, because my weave, my like little kitchen
Hold
was
on.
Starting
Did
to
Did you
peek
take
out.
A picture of you the morning you woke
yes.
up?
Yes. Oh, I look atrocious.
That's the picture
that I need. I need that
Did
for
you,
myself.
Did she not send you a picture?
She
I sent it to Shannon.
She asked me, can morning. I post this on my Snapchat? I said, don't do that to yourself.
Oh.
Just
I was
don't do
like,
that.
Can this be like, I had a really great night, but like, what the fuck? Like, this is my
she
what the fuck?
Had
my
a
mom
time.
Was like, don't send that to anyone. The next morning when I finally did wake up, Cheyenne came in, and I'm thinking it's, like, early. It was, like, 11 o'clock.
It was 11 o'clock, babe.
And when I tell you, I was like, I felt so great.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't have a hangover.
I didn't have a hangover. I think I took all the kids that day.
I had a massive hangover because what happened was I had to sober up so quick to get her together that I feel like it like imbalanced my drunkenness. And then as soon as I knew that, as soon as she woke up the next day, and I knew she was fine, then all of a sudden I was sick. Like all of a sudden it just all came back and I was like, okay, I need to lay down.
Yeah, I felt it after my rush in the morning. Because I had to wake up. I had two hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, you went to the parade?
And I went to the parade.
Oh, God bless
your soul. So I woke up like.
Yeah.
I felt my headache, but I said, Shannon, don't do it.
Yeah.
So I just took a quick shower and I was like, parade.
I don't know how you did the parade.
I don't either. I had to wake up at 6. I probably got home at 4.
That's a super mom.
I was down that next day.
And then I think right after the parade, I slept the rest of the day.
Yeah. My mom called me and was like, where's Kyle? She's supposed to be... Because my mom had the boys. She had Boz, Zaire, and Ace. So my mom was like, where's Kyle? And Ryder wanted to go to my mom's house. She had this whole plan how she was going to spend the night at grandma's house for 4 days. I was like, Ryder, maybe 2 days, but not 4.
She's like, getting rid of everybody.
Ryder was like, my shit is packed. Like, I'm going to spend my time with grandma. And I'm like,
so she was very serious.
That morning, I was like, okay.
4 days! Come on, girl.
I let Kyle sleep until 11, but then my mom was blowing me up like, I need reinforcements.
And I didn't have my phone on me that night.
No, you didn't.
I left my phone off because I put my phone away because I wanted to actually be present and enjoy.
You were present.
I didn't even know if my phone made it home. It was like.
I think I put your phone on the charger.
Oh, you did. I was like. Well, thank you.
Yeah, but. Kyle got up, I was like, Ryder's packed. You guys can leave now.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Zach and I didn't leave the house for 3 days. We didn't get off the couch. Nice. First off, he woke up that morning. I don't know how he wasn't hungover. He cleaned the whole house.
Yes.
Did he really?
Cleaned the whole house. The whole thing. He said, I want to sit in a clean house. I said, I can't help you.
Because we made a wreck.
He cleaned it.
It was a wreck before we left.
He cleaned the whole thing, right? I laid on the couch. His parents got him a heated blanket for Christmas. That blanket was mine for 3 days. And I got so high. I don't smoke. Like, I barely smoke.
I got so high.
You guys know I barely smoke. Yeah, if anyone passes me a joint, I'm like, I can't do it. No. Or I like, put my mouth on it and just blow
it
out.
She'll fake just I'll, to like, be fake like, it
just so that I don't have to explain that I can't get high with you because I get too high. You guys.
Is that where you were stuck on the couch for 3 days?
I was stuck on the couch for 3 days.
Oh, I'm happy it was the best
3 days ever. Zach was like, you haven't smoked like this in 10 years. Oh, my God.
He was probably happy.
He had a buddy.
He was like, yeah. Oh, and we smoked inside the house.
Oh, I love it.
Because we didn't have our kids and we could air it out. It was the coolest thing ever. It was
the coolest thing ever.
I felt so cool. We were, like, passing it back and forth.
And then at one point,
when I was, like, at the end of my whim, he's, like, passing me. I'm like, I can't go. I can't do it anymore. Like,
I'm done.
He's like, yes, you can. I'm like, okay, I can do it.
He's like,
I was so high. I was so high. I text Dad.
And said what?
I'm so high right now. Oh. I can't get unhigh. And he responded back, what are you talking about, kid? And then I just never responded.
Oh, you're like, I gotta tell somebody.
Meanwhile.
I gotta tell somebody. You said somebody that needed to know. I was way too faded.
Do we have all four of the kids for 2 days? And then Isabel came.
Yeah.
But I did not have a hangover.
I don't think I did either. I just slept it off.
And I was like, the next day after I woke up, thank you for letting me sleep in, I was off to the races.
What? Yeah.
The kids. Off the races. Yeah. So it was like, people on Snapchat were like, do you ever just like get tired?
You said, yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I do.
And I was like running off fumes, like, but got to do it, you know, like.
I'm happy you had a good night, though.
Yeah.
You could tell that both of you guys had a really fun night. And I have really cute videos of you guys.
I was very happy there was a photographer there. And normally, like, I always miss out on photos.
Beautiful photos of us.
I remember being like, Shannon, let's take pictures.
Like, your pictures are really cute. I hated all my pictures from that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww, what? Like, what were like enjoyed on?
I don't know. It just wasn't my night for pictures.
Well, of the five photos that I did take that night, three of them were of you and Ashley.
Those
on
were
on the couch,
and I sent it to Ashley. You have to watch it on live.
There's a candid shot, like
we
just candid
are
photos.
Clearly talking They're shit like, about something or somebody in the picture, and cracking up and having the best time ever.
Best time,
the like, best time ever.
I remember, yeah, that was the only time I had my phone, and I looked over and I said, "They're having such a great time, and I want them to know that they love each other like so much." Like that was my thought, like. I was like, I have to capture this moment. So in like 10 years, I could be like, remember that time? I don't know why that was my thought.
The crazy thing is, Ashley and I have pictures together.
Uh-huh.
You know,
from like
for so long, huh?
Ryder's first birthday, like, and we both look like infant people. Like, we look like little babies.
But that's amazing to see your guys' growth over the years.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I'm gonna say y'all are aging beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
Like, oh, I really, that's my favorite thing about getting older. I feel like we're only getting
better.
Yes.
Yeah. I truly believe that. I look at pictures, I'm like, I look so much better now than I used to. I don't know what it is about aging. Maybe we're more confident within our skin.
I don't know. I'm a little chunkier than what I thought I would be, but. Just being honest.
But you still look good, Cheyenne. You look really, really great.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a gorge.
So I'm happy that everyone had a good first day bringing in their
I for sure
their
did.
New
I feel
year.
Like I connected with, like, Ashley and Kenton on another level, too. And I never, you know, like, you always are with the people. Like, I'm always with that group. But I feel like I had, like, a different, like, talk and, like, love. And I was just like, I love you guys. I love you.
We also went to the OC Winterfest before New Year's Eve.
A couple days before.
No, it was the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we went there on the 30th, and then we were all together on the 31st.
Oh, was the day before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had that buildup
of love.
Of love.
Yes. By the end of us leaving the Winterfest, Kenton looked at me and he was like, I don't know how you do it with the boys. Because Boz, like, he's a 5-year-old boy.
Boz got in trouble last night at my house.
Boz got in trouble with me yesterday, y'all.
Did he? Because was it the day of Boz getting in trouble?
It wasn't with me. I didn't even
scold him.
Popped from me yesterday.
Ooh,
and it was one of those Nana made New Year's resolutions for the kids, and she had everyone read and repeat after her, and they were basically like, "I will not hit my, you know, my brother or my cousins, and if someone is, you know." Making me uncomfortable or hitting or there's a problem, I'm either going to come get my mom, my grandmother, or Nana or my great-grandmother. So after Boz was not listening and I was like, you know what?
He didn't repeat after those things?
This is what we're going to have to do right now. I was like, oh, I got to, you know, I have to lay, you know, some of this discipline down because the other things that I'm doing, that boy needed his little ass popped. And I hate saying that because it goes against my whole spirit, but I did it, and Ryder was like, like, Boz went and told on me. Boz was crying for Nana. I was like, we're going to, this is between us right now.
I am your
Boz
mom. Boz told like, Nana.
Then Boz was like, I need my Nana. He went to Nana's room, basically. Nana doesn't know that he got in trouble. She was so happy. She thought Boz was just upset. She said, Boz came in. He let me hold him. We sang together. We read books.
I'm done.
I was like,
he got in trouble, Nana.
Right. Like, we're not singing and holding.
I was like, okay, this is, yeah. But Ryder was like, ooh, Boz got popped. And she told my dad when I dropped him off, because I was like, we got you listen, your papa's house,
oh,
all this
stuff. Oh,
he got
in trouble with dad last night.
Oh, really?
What happened?
We were filming a video making kimchi. So if you guys follow my Snapchat, I'm obsessed with kimchi. Pho and kimchi.
How long does it take to ferment?
I'm going to do mine for a month.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I've mastered making pho. Like, I can claim that, okay?
Yes.
And now my new thing this year was I wanted to learn how to make kimchi. I ordered stuff off of Amazon because I couldn't find it in stores. I ordered stuff from, like, the Asian Mart. Mm-hmm. And it all came yesterday, so I was juiced. So I convinced Dad to stay because he was just coming to drop off
Ryder.
Cool. I convinced him to stay and help me make kimchi. And he was down because, you know, Dad likes to cook and stuff. Cook. Boz was not listening.
Your eyes.
He had a golf club.
Oh, no.
And he kept trying to take the golf club sideways angle to put it into the camera hit the cabbage. And I'm not even paying attention, but Boz is closer to Dad.
Yeah.
So Dad, in the video, is like, Boz, don't you stop. Boz. And then somebody wrote me and goes, ooh, Boz got in trouble. And then I had to go back and watch it to hear Dad and said, and then there was another one where Boz was like coming doing something else again he was supposed to do. And then Dad goes, I'm going to sit you right here and you're not going to move.
In the video.
I'm like, dang, Boz was getting in trouble last night. And then Zach's in the video talking about, whoop him.
That's every now
listen.
And then.
Whoop him.
Nana goes, beat him. And I say, I am not beating him, Nana. And she goes, he's not going to learn.
Boz last night was about to get in trouble. He was really about to get popped because I could tell Dad was on his last whim of anything.
Dad
but
was probably like, look, little boy.
Before they left, he was leaving, and it only worked out because Terry was taking Ace, too, so it was like all the boys left at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But Boz looked at me and goes,
You guys were free?
No, we had Rye.
Oh, I was like,
Boz was like,
you were free?
No, I'm happy. I like that when you have moments alone because y'all be needing it. Oh, I forgot your
We
parents.
Had Ryder, and it was fine. I woke up in the bed lonely.
Aww.
I said, what happened? He said, you fell asleep early, and him and Ryder were up, and then he said he just fell asleep in the bed with Rye. Oh, and
that's cute.
So I was like, okay, all my friends are gone.
I'm by myself.
But when Boz was leaving, he like turns and looks at me and goes, am I going to be back at your house tomorrow? Am I coming back with you tomorrow? Do you know when my mom is coming to get me? It was like 10 questions said, at
help.
Once.
He said, help me. They didn't know when.
Yeah, he said,
am I really
going home with them right
he
now?
Was like, please tell me I'm coming back over here tomorrow.
My dad and I did the exchange, the kid exchange at the convention center yesterday. And both the kids were really excited. They were like, we want to go inside. We like it here. It's so big. It's aww. Quiet. Like, we want to go inside.
Run around.
And they were like, is this where Papa works? And, like, you're here sometimes. They were asking all these questions. So I was like, yeah, we'll come back on another day. And then the whole time I'm like, oh, let's see how this reaction goes. And they were excited that Papa was coming. So my dad comes down, and I park right next to him. Then I, like, start transferring there's stuff into his car, and at first Boz is like Papa, and Ryder's like Papa, and then out of nowhere Boz looks over and he goes, why are you putting our stuff in his car?
Hold on. I don't like this anymore.
But it was like he was bouncing around, then he was like, wait
said,
a minute,
you're not slick lady.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, you guys are going to go to Auntie's house, like,
and they like coming
we'll
to
do.
House.
And then all of a sudden Boz said, are you going to be there? And I was like, Mom has to go do some work. He said, you're going to go do the podcast. Are you staying here?
He's trying to figure it out.
He asked a few things. And I was like, I need to go work on moving at the house. Yeah. Got some computer work. And he was like, but when am I going to see you next? So I'm sure you got the same girl questions.
Yeah, it was great. But I have a question for you guys. I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking about it yesterday after we were texting. And one of the things I want to talk about before we finish is, what goals do you guys have for the Think Loud Crew podcast for this year?
Why was I thinking about this in the car this morning?
We should set goals, and we should do them on the podcast, whether it's today or the next time. We should start today. But I want our podcast listeners and our crew to hold us accountable for the goals that we set.
I like this.
Interesting.
I can start because I've already thought about it.
I've thought about it too. And I
thought
like
about it too, but I don't know if it's the same goal. I don't know.
Okay, so who wants to start then?
You go.
Okay. So one of the goals that I have, and I'll just say one because I don't want to take your guys in case we all have the same goals.
We're all on the same page. Go talk.
One of the goals that I have this year that we have talked about actually now for 2 years is I want us to finally do a event.
Yes.
And within that event, I want us to combine all of the ideas that we have had in the past into one event. It started off with doing a live podcast. Then it started off of let's set intentions and do like a intention setting night.
Yeah.
And then it was like, let's do a vision board night.
Yeah.
I feel like we can do all of those things in one situation. We can have a vision board night and still have a live podcast after when we're
like
explaining.
A workshop.
Right, like a workshop.
Yes.
So I genuinely want to do that this year. Last year we tried to plan it. We even got a venue.
We had meetings. We had a date.
But it was just too much happening at one time. Mm-hmm. I want to really truly plan something this year. But the problem is with that is, where do you guys live?
Yeah, it's the location.
Location, and I think it's also like our schedules are always, which always gets in like
the way.
So
the
it's
way.
Like but we have to plan.
We have to make a priority.
In a few, like
in a few months away,
we can't make it like, oh, here's 30 days or here's 2 weeks, which we
literally.
Yes.
I think
always
we always
do.
We're like 2 weeks.
Let's
we
do
got
it.
It.
So now, right now. So excited.
Right, yeah.
I do have a venue in mind that has a stage in like a back room, and
I'm so down.
Going to go visit it.
We're ready.
Next week because I want this to happen to
you. I want you guys to tell us in the comments below where you guys are from and where you're listening at, because we want to do more. We want to start doing live podcasts this year.
And
so
within that,
we need to know where should we go?
Where do we start?
Let's go on
Travis,
tour.
Can you cut that for Instagram? Thank you.
Okay. I like that.
Where are y'all?
Where is everybody?
Where is everybody?
Where do we go?
Rep your city.
Oh, so are you saying that as in like where can we go? Like
if there's
like
20 people who comment Texas, then we need to go to Texas
like, and do a thing.
Yeah, let's go. We want to come to you.
I'm here for this.
Okay,
I'm here for that.
Kyle, what's your goal?
Well, we touched on this yesterday in the group chat. I want us to be more consistent. I know you're better than I am. I'm not really on Instagram.
I want us to get
on a set schedule where before we've tried having a set schedule where it's like we each host for the week. But I think now we're at a place where we can find someone to help us with our social media content. And like rather than us like trying to squeeze in like, oh my gosh, I have to make this content. I need to figure out when to post it. Or I'm trying to move all these things around. It's, hey, friend, crew member, like, here's some content for the week or here's some ideas that we want to do. Let's sit down, like, once a week or maybe every 2 weeks and just have, like, a this is the flow, chop up some more clips from the episode so that we can actually, you know.
Have a rhythm.
Have more of a rhythm, have more content, keep you guys more engaged. And I feel like there's so many conversations that we have within our conversations where it's like there's so many questions that come up. I think it would give more opportunity for us to get to know our listeners more, our listeners to like get to know us more. So if we were just more consistent on our social media platforms and bringing someone on board.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
I think the next goal that we have been talking about as well is bringing on more guests and being more intentional and making sure that the guests that we do bring on are relatable to you guys as well, and you guys are interested in hearing them out and can like just relate. So I think that's another goal that we've been working on as well, is making sure that we have a good lineup and having that balance of hearing just from us and then hearing from people that are inspiring to us and maybe to you guys as well. So I think that if we're always open to hearing from like who you guys want to hear from, because we are always brainstorming within us three of who to bring on. So I know I've gotten a couple DMs of people that you guys want to hear from previous, and just hearing their backstory again. So yeah, that's another goal of ours this year, is just making sure that we have a good lineup for you guys.
Like, yeah. So if you guys have any guests in mind that you would want us to have onto the Think Loud Crew podcast, comment them below so that we can do our job of reaching out to them and trying to get them to come on. And it doesn't have to be someone who lives in LA. We can always figure out how to Zoom or video them in or phone call them in as well.
Yeah, and we'll do our best, and we'll, you know, what we think that what's good for our, like, our platform as well, mm-hmm. to bring them on.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about us.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
It's about the people that we touch and the stories that we learn from, so.
That touch us, yeah.
Are there any more goals we can think of?
I don't know.
I just want to put more
intention,
I energy, and time and resources into it. I feel like we have something really good. I feel like we have a really good community that we've been building. But now, how do we take it further?
Yeah. I want to redo the website so that it's like more like in community based or engaging.
Yeah.
Like there's more of a reason to go on the website versus just, you know, what it is right now.
Right.
I feel like there's more things that we can do in terms of building out like a merch store where, say, rather than just Think Loud Crew merch, it's what are our, you know, what is our crew members, what is the community, like what kind of products do you guys have? Like there's other ways that we can support each other, because at the end of the day,
or we can have like a highlight.
Yeah, we're all just trying to figure it out. We're all like on this entrepreneurial journey together, and I feel like there's ways that we can
help each other.
I actually like that you just brought that up, because I think instead of like having it in just in store, I think it'd be cool if we highlight maybe an entrepreneur, a new up and coming somebody, and just highlight them on our podcast, and then highlight them like, this is how you buy their products.
I like that a lot.
I was going to bring up again with the guest. We did it once before, but if you guys have any other like mom or like podcasts, we have collabed before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are down to do that again, but I know there's other mom podcasts that I've seen, not necessarily follow that much, but that would be cool to.
I would love to collab with a dad podcast.
Yes. I think we need, I love hearing from Zach and his friend, like when we had Zach on a couple of times.
It's just a different perspective of things. And
it is. It's a good perspective.
You walk away thinking, okay, I didn't think about it that way. And I feel like in all of our situations, we could be, we should be open to hearing the other side.
Yes. I think that's so important because, we are three moms, but then when we hear, like you just said, when we hear a dad's point of view, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
My bad. Like, I didn't
think about it like that.
I didn't think.
No, that's...
We for sure had a conversation the other day of, like...
Co-parenting
and, like, the dad perspective and how to juggle that. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting just because dads think a different way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am excited for this year for our growth within the Think Loud Crew podcast. And I really hope that you guys listen to this and hold us accountable as much as we hold ourselves accountable. Also, if there's someone in the crew that has any ideas, please reach out and tell us. Or if you are someone who wants to come on yourself, please reach out and tell us. Like, I really want to be way more engaging this year in on all forms, and I want to start here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel like we've put enough time and energy into this where it's like, okay, we have something. Now
we're solid.
Take it up a notch. Yeah. You know, it's we see that it's something that we can build on. It wasn't just like, oh, this was a fun idea, let's go do it. But it's, I'm proud of us. Like,
it's a year of leveling up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's level it up.
Let's keep going.
Okay, do you guys have WTFs or advice?
I have a few WTFs because I feel like we haven't had said.
Okay.
Let us know.
Let's go, Shannon. Not
let
a few.
Us know.
No. I'm going back to Christmas.
Okay.
Because
we still haven't unpacked Christmas and the holiday. Like,
but anyway, yeah. You haven't. My WTF is I want to keep magic in my house. There's Santa. Parker believes in Santa. So I need to figure it out next year how I will wrap gifts without waking Parker up. So I was wrapping gifts. Parker wakes up. I was in a zone. I was like, I'm wrapping gifts. Parker's asleep. I got this. Da-da-da. Parker wakes up And I was such in a zone that I didn't realize anybody else was around me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Mom," and I must have screamed like somebody was murdering me.
Shannon.
He screamed so loud. I could look. I'm like, "Oh my God, hi, Papa. How? Let's go to sleep." Because he saw all the gifts, he saw all the wrapping paper. And I was like, we went back to bed and I just started laughing because I screamed so loud. Like, he was like, "Mom, you scared me."
You're like, "You scared me.
You scared the shit out of me." And now he is coming home and saying, "Mom, I don't believe in Santa." He was like, "You were up all night. You didn't go to sleep. How did Santa come to the house when you're just up?" He's like, "You didn't go to sleep. You're up wrapping gifts for my cousins."
But I feel like Parker's at that age where it's like,
so he's really
hit or miss. Yeah. And whatever he's hearing at school.
Yes. And that's what I asked him. So this morning he keeps bringing it up. Like yesterday he brought it up. And then he was like, "Mom, you know, you were just up all night and I saw you wrapping the gifts." He was like, "I don't understand. Where was Santa?" And I'm like,
I was helping him.
I was literally.
Hey, I'm a goddamn elf.
I say, "Santa didn't get you enough, baby, so mommy had to come in."
I'm like, an elf. All right, you got me.
I just was like, "God damn it." And so this morning, I was like, "Papa, there's still magic." I was like, "You cannot leave."
He was like,
"Next Christmas, I'm putting you to bed." He said, "I'm going to put a barrier around you so you cannot leave the room." He was like, I'm going to put spiders around you so they'll attack you when you leave."
He's going to do a Santa trap.
He said,
him and Boz. Boz wanted to do a Santa trap.
"Girl, you are not leaving." I said, "So are friends telling you don't believe in Santa?" I was just like, man. Aww. So I feel like I fucked it up.
What age? No.
I did.
No, because Emmy still believes in Santa, Ashley's daughter, and she's 8.
Yeah, I want him to keep the mat. Like,
she cried when it was time for the elves to go back to the North Pole. Ashley sent me a video. Stop. She was sobbing. Those were real tears.
Those were real tears. Those were
sweet princess girls.
Oh, like, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Kyle?
I guess it's not so much, no WTF. I've actually feel like I've had a great week.
Good.
Take risk. Bet on yourself. That's my advice. Cut that toxic shit off if it's weighing you down. Like, it's okay to start over.
I love this.
Like, that's where I'm at.
I like that.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Period.
Period, poo.
I like that.
Yeah. I love that you took some of your advice and you were still... Like, you've been talking about being present and being still. Like,
I was too damn still. Okay, I couldn't move.
That should be the advice. Take your advice at times. Like,
that's the crazy thing. Yesterday, I filmed an episode for Unfiltered Kitchen, which is the podcast that I do with my dad. For those of you guys who haven't checked it out, go check it out. But we were talking about, like, different things we wanted to do this year. And I sounded so backwards because I said, I want to take a trip every month this mm-hmm. year. I want to travel. Sorry, the hiccups, I think. Every month. And big or small. So big can be getting on an airplane. Small can be going to Newport and spending the night at a random hotel, like a staycation. So I was explaining that to Dad. And then he was like, "Okay, what's another goal?" And I said, "I want to be still." He's like, "What?"
There's an earthquake. As she's talking about, I want to be still.
Is that an air? Oh, my God.
Oh, it is an earthquake. It's still going.
It's still going.
And I think it's about to stop. Dang, that
I hit, still feel it.
That had to hit somewhere really hard for us to get that.
I'm going to look it up while you keep telling us about your goal.
Go to Twitter. Somebody knows. Okay.
Girl, there's a whole earthquake website.
Is it really? Okay, anyway. So I feel like I was sounding
so... She went
so
under the table.
Contradicting stop. Myself by saying how I wanted to travel,
but then
be still. Dad was looking at me so confused.
So like, you just contradict yourself.
I'm
so confused.
But I was trying to explain to him that being still doesn't mean... Like, literally not moving. Like, and being...
But being just...
Being content with where I'm at and what I have. And I think that I'm still processing that. I feel like last year for me was a lot of like ending chapters of things and like getting things done. Shannon, you're okay.
Okay. I felt it in the chair. It was her chair rubbing against my chair.
We should get under the table. But I'm just gonna ignore her because the building's not moving anymore.
I love this.
I think that last year was a lot of getting things closed. Like, yes. Chapters are closing. This is done. This case is done. This case is done. Mm-hmm. And this year, I want to, like, be content and be happy in, like, the place that I'm at. Like, I feel like when we moved everything from our old house to our new house, but we didn't actually go through boxes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's so many boxes in our garage of shit that we just haven't opened. And I'm like, if we haven't opened it in a year, we don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still in that moment purging. Of, like, purging and, like, enjoying my home. I feel like when we moved, it was still in the midst of so much happening that I didn't truly get to, like, I enjoy my house, of course, but to really sit and look like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. So this year, I really just want to learn how to be content within the things that I have in my family and to be present and to do things that make me happy.
As you should.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page. I'm trying to go on a trip, too.
I took your, it wasn't advice last week, but I took your, I don't know if it was advice, but I got juices yesterday and I didn't stop thinking about you. Sounds really weird, but I'm like, Shai would be proud of me.
I would be so proud of you.
And I took pictures and I was going to post it, but
you should have.
I was going to say that you inspired me because I went to Creations before work and I'll do like a coffee because I feel like I think I'm just like immune to just buying coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take Shai's advice of, like, just juicing and cleansing my body and feeling good about, like, my body. Yeah. And, like, that starts first. And I'm like, I bought 2 juices yesterday.
I'm proud of you.
And I was like,
I did it.
And I felt so good. I was so happy going to work yesterday. I was like, this is good.
It makes you feel good. It makes you feel really good.
Have either one of you tried colon hydrotherapy?
Mm-mm. No.
I want to try it, but it's like they cleanse your colon because that's where all our waste is, and it's just like the way our bodies function.
Are you talking about like a colonic?
I don't think it's like a full colonic. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, where they put the tube in, then it's like water. Like, that's just a colonic.
Either way.
You just found a fancy name for it.
I didn't know what it's called. That's what the lady called it.
I actually talked about it on my Snapchat the other day. I had a full lesson from people what a colonic is versus a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not thinking colonoscopy. So no. I guess colonic.
It's a colonic.
Colon hydrotherapy. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a fancier
but
name.
Would y'all be down?
Let's go together.
To do it.
I'm going to go, but not with you guys. Just being honest.
I'm not that saying, part. Hey, let's go be shitty together at the same time.
I don't
want to
see a tube coming out of your ass.
I don't want anyone seeing that.
Anyways, you guys.
All right, guys.
Would you like to know?
Yes, we can all go. Thank you guys for listening to the Think Loud Crew podcast. You can always get our podcast anywhere that you get your podcast from.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram and on YouTube. And you can follow me at Shai Not Shai.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And as always, don't forget to tell your crew about our crew. Come on, Shannon.
's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.